Gerard Mayo joining us here. Gerard, Mike, and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing well. Watching that game last night, you talked about it after the game, that Bill Belichick is asking you to do some different things this year. Looked like you were on the outside more than the inside. Give us your impressions of the game and playing maybe a different spot to start this preseason.
You know, it's been different for me every day at practice. You know, coach has been putting in new things each and every day, and you know, we've just been trying to see what works. And last night, you know, some things worked well for us, so we'll go back to the drawing board and take those good things out and work on the bad plays and see what happens.
Now, you played in a 4-3 at Tennessee. I mean, I'm wondering, since you've been in the NFL playing in a 3-4, how does being in that type of system and now maybe adjust to maybe in that weak side linebacker, do you build the foundation in playing primarily 3-4 last couple of years and now maybe changing it up? How much does that help you now?
You know, anytime you play in the 3-4, you have to take on a lot of linemen and things like that. But as soon as you switch over to the 4-3, you get a little more freedom. But at the same time, like I said, I don't know what we're going to run. I'm sure we'll show a lot of different looks, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, you certainly had some freedom last night, and I think looking at this team and the guys that you have in front of you, I mean, there's a lot of big bodies up there. That's going to free you up to do exactly what you did last night, I would imagine, getting that backfield a lot more.
Yeah, you know, we had tremendous depth along the defensive front, and those guys did an excellent job last night, starting with Vince and, you know, Gerard Warren, all those guys, even the defensive ends played a great game last night. You know, I haven't had a chance to watch the whole film yet, but no, just watching, you know, from the sideline, those guys played well.
You talked after the game saying that Coach Belichick wanted you guys to be aggressive. It looked like, watching it on TV, it was an attacking defense throughout. Did it feel different? Did it feel like you guys were approaching it defensively, attacking the quarterback more than maybe you have in previous years?
You know, all week the coaches have been, you know, telling us how fast the team, you know, Tampa Bay was and things like that. And we wanted to attack them and try to slow them down, and you know, that's what we did last night. And we did a good job doing that.
You know, Gerard, it's your fourth year now, coming up in your fourth year. You were a captain last year, and we start hearing your word, like, leadership roles, you know, and we talk about the great teams of the past, and it started in that linebacker position. Do you look at yourself as that leader? Are you more of a vocal kind of guy, or just by example?
You know, I just try to lead by example. You know, I was groomed by Teddy Bruschi and, you know, Mike Vrabel and those guys, Rodney Harris and all those guys who had tremendous careers, and those guys, I pretty much try to be a sponge and learn as much as I could from them on and off the field, and you know, those guys have really helped me in my career, and I'm just trying to apply the things they told me to my career today.
How does it make you feel when you hear a guy like Teddy Bruschi say that he could be one of the top three linebackers in the game right now?
I mean, it's very humbling, and it's a great compliment coming from a guy that I look up to, so I appreciate that.
Gerard Mayo joining us. You got the rookies coming in here this year, Gerard, guys who have not had a lot of time to prepare. They come in a couple of weeks, and you got preseason action. You came in, you had the OTAs, you had the offseason. You have any sympathy for these rookies who are coming in with this different, very short offseason to get ready for the season?
There's no sympathy on Sundays. So. None at all. You know, at the same time, these coaches are, you know, we're meeting a lot and they're doing a lot of things during walkthroughs and making sure everyone's prepared and ready to play. I think the rookies are doing a great job keeping up.
Looks like that linebacking core. Dane Fletcher leaves that game early last night with a thumb. And you got Ninkovich, Spikes, who hasn't even been on the field right now. There's some young guys there, but it seems like to be some impact guys there.
Yeah, we still have some players, you know, that aren't on the field yet. And when those guys get healthy, you know, we'll see what they can do. So I'm just taking it one day at a time, and hopefully the defense comes together nicely.
Gerard, how about the progression of the young guys from year one to year two? You played along last year, Brandon Spikes. You played alongside of Jermaine Cunningham. First year, guys talk about how tough it is. What have you seen from these guys here in the second year, a second chance under Bill Belichick, their growth, guys like Spikes and guys like Cunningham?
You know, from personal experience, that second year is huge. You know, you, like you say, you feel more comfortable. You know, you know what to expect. You know what to expect during the week. You know what to expect during the game, man. You know, those guys have worked hard this offseason, and they're working hard now during training camp. And you know, I'm excited to see them when they get back and, you know, get healthy.
You know, a few guys you mentioned there, Spikes, who hasn't been on the field there, but another couple guys up in front of you, Sean Ellis, Albert Haynesworth. I mean, these are high-impact guys. Even though the defense looked great last night, you know, without them, you know, you guys still look like you got a lot of depth there bringing the noise. But those two guys, I know you haven't seen a lot of Albert himself, but just being around him, what do you see from him?
No, he's a great guy. You know, what can I say? He's a Tennessee Vol, man. both those guys are Tennessee Vols. So it's always exciting getting, you know, a little more orange and white around here, and, you know, in New England. But I'm very excited to have those guys, you know, as soon as they get out on the field, and we'll see how they fit into this defense.
We've heard from some guys that this practice, this preseason, has been different. There's been no two-a-days. It's not quite as physical having to hit in the morning than hit in the afternoons.
Who told you that?
Listen, your Patrick Chung came on here an hour ago and said, hey, we still hit, but it's only once a day, Gerard, instead of twice a day. Have you noticed, you know, that difference not having those two-a-days this year?
To be honest with you, it's pretty much the same. You know, we just hit for a longer duration of time. It's not broken down into two segments, but we hit for a long time that one session that we had. So it's not that big of a difference to me.
You know, one of the things last year, I think, on this team that stood out, a lot of people have been talking about is third down conversions. You know, how you guys, I think it was like 47%. When you go into that offseason, when that season is over, do you look at that thing? Do you come in here with that sense of, okay, this is where we need to improve on?
Oh, definitely. You know, that's one thing the coaching staff does during the offseason. They look at the weak points, you know, of the defense and see what we can improve on. And I think these first two preseason games, we started off nicely as far as third down conversions. So.
Yeah, that green. You got that green dot back on your helmet last night. You know, what kind of process is that when the coaching staff comes to you and says, "Okay, you're going to be the guy with this communication system, Gerard. You're the guy that's got to explain to 10 other guys on this field what we're doing defensively on this play."
So, look, sometimes I want to give the green dot away. You know, coaches in my ear so much, but no, for the most part, man, I like having the green dot and having that communication with the coaching staff and making sure everyone's on the same page. But you know, it's just a privilege and an honor to have that green dot, to be honest with you, because, you know, the rest of the team is depending on you to get to play in.
You know, Tom Brady was on the radio earlier in the week talking about that Jets game, you know, and you always remember that last game. You know, how long did it stick with you when the season was over?
You know, that was a tough loss, but at the same time, you know, I'm just focused about, you know, this season and tomorrow, to be honest with you, going on that practice field, getting ready for, you know, this upcoming game against the Lions. So I'm just taking it one game at a time, and you know, hopefully everything works itself out.
Is there a chance here, Gerard, that what we saw last night defensively, you know, that your team's first group, not having the whole complement of players available to you, is there a chance that this thing is going to evolve even more, that you're still learning what is, at least from a fan standpoint, a different approach here from a 4-3 versus the 3-4, that this is still a learning process for you and your teammates?
Oh, definitely, and that's why we're going out here working hard each and every day during training camp. You know, we're still having these long practices and trying to, you know, get everything right. Like you said, we didn't have the OTAs and we didn't have the offseason, you know, that we normally would have to install these type of things, but at the same time, we're all working hard trying to get better, and I think the practice will continue.
Do you let Mallett know that he was on the wrong SEC team? He should have been on Tennessee. He's back there.
I told him that a couple of times, man, but he's a good guy, and he's out there learning. So.
All right, Gerard, we appreciate it, man. Look forward to talking football and Patriots Fridays throughout the season. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks for having me, guys.
There he is. Gerard Mayo is going to be a weekly part Patriots Friday with Mutt and Maloney, Sports Radio WEI.